Hey guys, welcome back to the Sunday Afternoon Podcast. I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Joanna.
And wow, we took a break, guys. Sorry. We took a quick little break again. We didn't really announce it, but just know that we were thinking about it. If that makes any sense. But yeah, so this is going to be our final episode for this season. So we're really excited to kick this one off. And we wanted to spend some time thinking about just 2019 in general, what we learned, and maybe what we're looking for the new year, potentially. We'll see. Yeah. So yeah, we're excited to get into this episode because it has been a year, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a year. So as always, we're going to get into our segment. Our segment, Love and Let Go. You want to kick it off,
Joanna? Yes. Well, before I say that, I just want a disclaimer that we're both not feeling that well. So if we sound really snotty and sniffly, that's why.
Yeah.
Working on it. Drinking tea. We have the diffuser going. Clearing our sinuses.
Yeah.
Which,
sorry, before I read this post on Instagram that said, "Let your children believe in Santa. No one's getting on you for believing in essential oils." And I was laughing, and I was like, wait, is it not real? Essential oils are like not a real thing?
I think they are. It's not medicine.
Yeah, it's not medicine, yeah, but like, but it has properties that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so. I think that just comes from people's like maybe zeal for it at first when they're like trying to, people who try to sell them, you know, are always like, well, this will cure this, and it's like, okay, the FDA, they can't even like really say that, they're not allowed to say this will cure this. But I mean, if they're from nature, from God created them, like it's not a stretch for me to believe that peppermint oil is going to clear my throat, because A, it works. It
does. Okay, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, am I laughing too hard at this? I can't tell. I was like,
I think don't.
Am I being attacked right now? I don't know.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But before I get into it, we're going to start over. No.
Wow.
But speaking of Santa, I just wanted to take a minute to thank everybody who responded and listened and reached out to our last episode, just about things that we kind of ranted about.
Right.
I think I'll speak for myself. I was a little nervous releasing that episode. Yeah. Just like, what have we done? But at the same time, I think it was cool to hear from people, like, what they thought about it. And Santa was probably, like, the biggest surprise for a lot of people. For some reason, they were like, wow, I was not expecting that question.
Yeah.
Like, that was the response that I got. So, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. Anyway, so, what I'm loving. What I'm loving this week is watching gymnastics on YouTube. Sometimes I go like down random YouTube bunny holes, and I don't know. I think, well, I follow Shawn Johnson. Okay, we'll back up. So in 2008, I like was hardcore watched the Olympics.
Back, you know, all the way up.
Right. Backstory. So yeah, so 2008, like that was the first year that I followed gymnastics, like, from the Olympic trials, national finals, world championships, you know, through the Olympics.
Right.
So I was really invested in, like, Shawn Johnson and Nastia Lukin, and I can't remember the other girls' names, but it's not important. So, poor other girls. I generally don't remember who else was on the Olympic team that year, but I was really into watching it that year. So I follow now, like, Shawn Johnson on Instagram and YouTube and everything. So I watch her videos, and then that sent me down the bunny trail of watching just, like, gymnastics videos for a long time. And I was never a gymnast, but I was a cheerleader, so I was into tumbling, and I know, I don't know, I guess I can relate to the sport, not just from personal experience, but you know, I can appreciate the difficulty of it for more than just like a spectator. So anyways, I've been watching a lot of random gymnastics videos, and the Olympics are coming up next year. So I think I'm gonna get into it again, like watch all the pre-competitions leading up to it.
It's just funny because lately I've been looking at dance competitions. Ballet competitions.
Oh, yeah.
There's a show on YouTube. I think it's just on YouTube called Strictly Ballet. Yeah. I don't know, but I saw it on Allure's YouTube page. What am I like? 50 or
YouTube page.
YouTube channel. Anyway, they posted something about like follow a dance dancer's day. Morning routine. So then the suggested video said Strictly Ballet season 1 episode 1. I was like, what is this? And I'm like watching all of season 1. I'm on season 2. It's interesting. It's funny how you go down these black holes.
You do. And I've actually seen all of those videos on from Allure's page. Like
really?
The follow the routines. Yeah. They have one for a Rocket. They have I've seen all of them. An NFL cheerleader. She was really fun. Anyway.
They're interesting.
So yeah. And why? I don't know. But it's just interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm loving. And I am letting go of saying everything that comes to my mind. Or getting better at it. I don't think I currently say everything that comes to mind. It'd be very dangerous. But I'm trying to just be more cautious about my words in general, but also specifically just like being sarcastic or like being quippy just for the sake of being funny. It's just not always funny, you know? Yeah. And I think I grew up in a space where I don't know, we were just funny and sarcastic and kind of mean sometimes, and it was fine just because we all did it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just learning that, like, okay, I'm growing up different spaces, you have to be mindful about like how you speak, and because the Bible speaks a lot about how you speak, and also just because, you know, if I want to emulate Jesus and be loving, that is something that I should pay attention to.
Right. So, yeah, I support that. All right, so what I am loving lately is sleep. I feel like the past few nights, at least, I have been hitting the bed like a rock, and then just like passing out and like not even remembering anything. I mean, I've woken up here and there because like I have this cold. Man, I don't know, something about today's sleep or last night's sleep, though. I woke up at 2:15 a.m. It's fine.
Casual.
No big deal. I woke up and I felt so cozy. I was like, oh, I'm sleeping so well right now.
Even though you woke up
2 a.m. But the thing is, I woke up at 2:15 a.m. and I felt very awake. I was like, I should start my day. I didn't, but I felt that awake. I was like, huh. So I've been loving sleep lately. What I am letting go of is this cold.
Done.
I'm so done. I'm like over it already. It's only been like 2 days, but I just really need my voice right now. Explain that later. But I need my voice, and I'm noticing my energy was a little bit lower the past couple days. But I'm taking Cold Calm. I don't know if anyone knows what that is. I didn't know what it was until 2 years ago. Like a homeopathic medicine. Anyway, I'm taking that, drinking the apple cider vinegar tea as we speak.
Got the oils. So we'll report back.
Yeah. If it worked. Tissues everywhere, so it's fine. let me think. I'm honestly, like when I'm sick, I try as much as possible before having to take like actual medicine.
Yeah.
I don't like taking medicine.
Me either.
I don't know why, but... So we'll see. Stay tuned. or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into today's episode. So here's how it's going to work. You want to explain it?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And as we do, we reflect on the year. Well, some of us, I guess you don't have to. It's not a requirement. But reflect on the year. And so we thought it would be cool to kind of do a reflection episode on our year. And maybe speak life into each other and into ourselves going into this new year and new decade, which, I don't know, is that as significant as that everyone wants to make it?
It's as significant as you want to make it.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even really process it. It was like, oh, 2020, like, it's a new decade. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know, nothing really is going to change for me. So it's not like it lines up with my birthday or anything. It's not a new decade for me. My new decade was like a few months ago. So anyway, it's still exciting, I guess, 2020. I remember when it was 2000 and it was like the new millennium. and everyone, and that was a really big deal. I remember thinking about 2020. Like, yeah. Oh, wow, it's 2020. That's going to be so cool. We're going to be so old. Mm. Now we're here.
Here we are.
Cool and old. Anyway. I didn't explain it. I was just like, wait. So, as we reflect, we looked up some questions on the internet about you just to help us reflect. And so I'm going to read some to Jen. We're going to take turns like reading them. And if you've seen our This or That videos or Would You Rather, it's going to kind of work the same on the podcast. So,
yeah. And the questions Joanna are asking are a bit more reflective, if you will. Mm-hmm. And mine are a bit more lighthearted.
Yeah.
We want to have like a good balance of both. So this should be fun. And I haven't really read through these questions yet because I did want to somewhat be surprised.
Yeah.
That way we can kind of get like a more honest answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how this works. Or just
a more immediate answer. Right. Don't think about it. Yeah. Right. And I skimmed mine as well. Like, I've kind of read through, but not really taken time to pause and actually think. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Start lighthearted.
Okay. Let's see. So, in 2019, what was your favorite meal?
Wow.
I feel like it's kind of hard to answer.
But kind of easy.
Because I feel like we talk about food a lot. So it's you kind of have like a running
Running list. That's right. At all times. But like just my favorite meal or just favorite thing to eat.
Oh, wow. Just answer however you feel so moved.
Okay. Oh, I feel like in the last couple of years, but that's not a question.
Off to a great start.
I've really gotten into chicken and waffles more. You know, that's not something I ever was into a while ago. So I think I would say chicken and waffles.
Okay.
Okay. I don't even know if I ate that this year. I'm sure I did. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had at least twice this year.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, my favorite meal? Wow, that's hard. I can't. There's literally so many, but we live in Durham, North Carolina. I'm not sure.
Good food here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this place is a chain, but Nana Taco, which is now Nouveau Taco, they have, to me, the best tacos.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Yeah, and this is just me. I'm not a person who buys tacos out. I don't know why. It's just a thing because I feel like they're always overpriced. Like one taco is like,
$3
or something. Yeah. I'm just like, what? So I just usually don't buy tacos out, but I will buy these tacos. So really been into Nouveau Taco. Yeah. And then I have to add one more. I don't know what it is, but I really love saltine crackers, avocado, cheese, and tuna fish in a bowl together. That's been my thing lately. So yes.
Cool. I always love tacos, so we'll throw that in there, too. Okay. What's one event, big or small, that you're going to tell your grandchildren about?
From this year?
From this year.
Whoa. That's hard. What happened this year?
I'm thinking as you're thinking. Like, shoot, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't feel like anything... like enough to tell my grandchildren about happened this year.
Nothing?
No. Like nothing significant. It says big or small.
But that you will tell your grandchildren about. Yeah, so like, something that's significant, something enough. Significant. Right. That you're going to remember to tell them. Can I answer for you?
Absolutely. Answer for me? Okay, yeah.
Never mind.
No, what?
So I don't know, maybe you want to answer this.
Go ahead, I don't have anything yet.
Well, I think maybe just the moving to Durham and being in, well, it's not specific to this year, but just this season, I guess. Making a change to move to be a part of ministry and letting that kind of like lead your life decisions versus just what it's typical.
I was gonna say that, but yeah, that wasn't this year. Well, we moved to Durham this year, yes. I guess I'm thinking North Carolina in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have one?
I think, I don't know. It's hard to, like, have that kind of foresight, because you're right. It's like, is this going to be significant enough by the time I have grandchildren that I'm going to remember to tell them? I guess if they ask, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it's not going to be something I seek out to tell them.
Yeah.
Sit down, kids. Tell the story.
Yeah.
But I probably will tell them, well, I could tell them about auditioning for The Voice, I guess. Or just that this season. Again, it's like, that happened this year, but it's kind of... That's this season of kind of exploring, doing music in that way, and flying to Colorado just to sing for the producers of the show for 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah, I think even now that I'm thinking, I feel like I've been learning a lot about family this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will be significant enough to tell my grandkids. Like, it wasn't a specific event,
right?
But it was something
pivotal year. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so next question. What do you... This is somewhat more reflective, though.
Okay. I'm here for it.
What do you wish you had done less of this year? Which is interesting, because usually you think, what could you have done more of?
Mm-hmm. But
what could you have done less of?
Done less of?
Mm-hmm.
I think I could have done less sulking about things this year. Not that, you know, mourning is good, being reflective is necessary sometimes, but I think this year there have been a few... Well, again, I'm like, was that this year?
My
ears are blurring together, too. But I just wish that I would have taken more action steps. And I think sometimes when I go through a disappointment, like, that recovery time has been too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, if you know you're called, yes, that was disappointing. But we got to keep moving.
Yeah.
And I've kind of let that... cause me to stop writing or whatever it be, you know, for too long in the name of, well, I'm just still getting over it, or I don't feel like it right now, you know, so.
Yeah. That makes sense. Wow, what could I have done less of this year? I would say thinking, and I've shared this before in a Love and Let Go segment, just like I could have done less of seeing myself as small or unworthy. And that goes across like all boards, like professionally or relationally, personally, all that stuff. So could have done a lot less of that. Cause I feel like by the end of the year, I've gotten a better sense of how the Lord has like made me to be. So I had to have a better understanding of who I am.
Yeah.
In Christ. Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my turn. See, that was deep. That threw me off. Which of your personal qualities turned out to be the most helpful this year?
Oh, wow. Which of my personal qualities turned out to be the most helpful this year? There it is.
It went down the road.
That's the apple cider vinegar, people.
Okay.
Making his presence known. I can think of a couple, but I'll share one. I would say my inquisitiveness. Because I feel like, I don't know if that's the right word I'm even thinking of, actually. But I feel like this year, I realize how much the Lord speaks, and it's only just a matter of if you're listening. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this year and also last year, but we're talking about this year. So
really trying hard here.
But I feel like this year I really was intentional about getting to know the Lord and understanding him and like asking more questions and like digging in deeper to my Bible. It's like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Let me read further. You know, there's like, gathering more information. So I feel like that helped me to really hear the Lord speak and me feel way more confident that he actually wants to guide me mm-hmm. and will not lead me down some weird road. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So,
yeah. Okay, personal qualities. What are my personal qualities? Yeah. Am I? Like, everything goes out the window. I'm trying to think.
I am nobody.
I don't have any qualities. turn out to be the most helpful. I think
that's such a hard question and a very good question.
Yeah, why did I ask it? I don't know. I think my flexibility turned out to be pretty helpful. Yeah, I kind of started the year with the first week of this year, 2019, which I can't believe it was this long ago, was really difficult. And I think I started the year knowing that this year was going to be interesting because of that. In the first week of January, I found out that I wasn't going to have a job at the end of January. And I got the voice audition, I think, in January. Yeah, I think I found out about it in December or January. So it was like kind of, yeah, and it was in February. And then my dog died on the first week of the year. My dog who I'd had for 17 years. And it was like the week before, my siblings and I were all in Michigan for Christmas, and which hadn't happened. Like, it didn't happen for Thanksgiving that year. So we were all together. We happened to all five of us be there. My parents were there. The dog was there, obviously. And something in me knew. And I know, like, I'm sure some people can 100% relate and empathize. And some people are like, it's a dog, you know? Mm-hmm. So the spectrum is there. And I understand. But at the same time, like, our dog, like, we got him when I was 12. He was with us for 17 years. And he was kind of, in a weird way, like, the glue that held our family together. Mm-hmm. Especially when things were bad, it was kind of like, you know, he was kind of like our unifying factor. And so I really believe, like, the Lord used him in a lot of ways. It might sound silly, but I believe it. I think the Lord used Sam a lot to speak to our family and to, not audibly, not a movie, not literally, but he started talking. I mean, he used a donkey, but he did not use my dog in that way. But yeah, to just kind of give everybody a purpose for being together. And something in me knew that week at Christmas last year that this was the last time. I mean, he was really old, you know, but I didn't expect to be the next week. So it almost was like he was literally holding out for everybody to be there. And then he died. And then it was like and we all thought he was super old, but for the most part healthy for his age. And it just really quickly turned around, like in a matter of a couple of days. It was crazy. But anyway, so I just knew, I was like, all right, well, here we go, 2019. And I think starting the year with that mindset has been helpful in other ways, which I can get into, I guess, later, but if it comes up. But yeah, being flexible, being able to kind of see the Lord's hand mm-hmm. in things and not be rattled, because I think I was rattled, but just know that, to shift when it was time to shift. And mm-hmm. okay, I'm not going to have a job. Like, the Lord must be doing something to keep my eyes open for whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Lighthearted one. Where did most of your money go this year?
Oh, God. I have to go first. Most of my money?
Food. Most of my food went to... I mean, most of my money went to Food Lion.
Yeah, like straight up.
Like, whenever I'm doing my budget every month, I'm like, why did I make so many trips to Food Lion? Like, am I okay? Like,
you just need those cookies, man.
So yeah, definitely Food Lion.
Food.
Well, Food Lion and bills. Like, yeah. I'm paying my student loan off a ton.
Which I could. Well, okay, no, that counts. Yeah. I was gonna say, I guess we can say besides bills, but no, if most of your money is going to, like, aggressively get out of debt, like, that makes sense.
So first student loans, and then second Food Lion.
Yeah. Yeah. This year, oh shoot, dental bills this year, beginning of the year. That was also in January. What the heck? And yeah, food.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Eating out with people and being, fellowship. That's literally what my budget says. Fellowship. It's like, this is your fun budget. We're just going to call it fellowship.
What's your question?
What or who are you most thankful for this year?
Who or what? Wow. Who or what am I most thankful for? Well, I could think of a ton of people.
I know.
Well, not a ton of people, actually.
Right, but more than one.
A couple people. Well, you all know them, Mike and Jomar. They've been on the show before. But I would say I feel like I've just learned a lot from Jomar this year. Just from, like, just the things that I am blind to, mm-hmm. and her just always keeping me accountable. So I feel like that's someone who I am really grateful for, mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah. I'm going to go the what route. I don't know why, I just felt like it. But I think I am most thankful this year. Not that I'm not thankful for people, because I definitely am. This is what I'm choosing to say. But the most thankful to be in ministry, like as my primary job this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So been a long time coming.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is going to be somewhat more introspective, somewhat. What behavior merited celebration?
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. What behavior? Like something that I did?
Yeah.
Behavior. Merited celebration. Well, again, this is not exactly specific to this year, but I was thinking about this year, and I guess last year, but mostly this year. It's the first year that I've been, like, consistently putting my health first, like, as a priority, in my life, like, this year, last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so we're talking about this year. the last couple years I've been consistently, like, eating fairly well, or trying to, and working out and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And that's something that I never thought I would be able to do. I would just tell myself that I'm just not capable of being consistent.
Yeah.
Or being, yeah, disciplined in that way. I just didn't think it was possible. So the fact that it's just a regular part of my life now is kind of nuts.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Who's that girl on the treadmill?
It's me. Yeah. What behavior merited celebration? Wow, that is a hard question.
Yeah. It's like, what did I do?
Nothing. Wow. Behavior? What's behavior? Why can't I think? I know. Oh, goodness. I don't know. Wait, I gotta think of something. okay, now I'm panicking. Not panicking, but oh goodness.
Behavior.
Okay. I think a behavior would be steadfastness. Is that a behavior? Yeah, it's a behavior.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's just
quality character.
I don't know, just saying steadfast across in different ways, just like with reading the Bible or continuing to press into like difficult conversations or relationships, and just keeping that up versus mm-hmm. like falling back to old ways, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Snaps, because we're supposed to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. What was your biggest breakthrough moment career-wise?
What? Career-wise? What is those a career?
Right.
I
guess, yeah.
I mean, I've recently made a career shift. And I'm excited about it. I think it's something that the Lord, not that I think, but I know it's something that the Lord called me to. So just excited to see that get jumped off.
Yeah. Cool. I know this is weird because I don't feel like it's a career. Yeah. We're not career women. Well, we have jobs, but yeah. But I think a breakthrough for me this year in my calling, I would mm-hmm. say, was when I got invited to the Go and Tell Gals event mm-hmm. in August with Jess Connolly. It was a breakthrough for many reasons, but I'm trying to tell this story in a succinct way. But 2 years ago, so this is 2018. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2018 in March. I was driving to Charlotte to go to a friend's wedding that I was singing at. And I was listening to podcasts on the way there. And I was listening to Stephanie Mae Wilson's podcast. It was like Girls Night, I think is what it's called. And Jess Connolly was there as a guest. And at that point, I didn't like follow her online or anything and didn't know much about her. But after listening to that podcast, it was just like, I don't even consider it a prayer necessarily. It was just a thought, you know? I wasn't praying to the Lord. It was just like, it would be cool to be in ministry with her one day. Like, that was it. Now, and then when I got to Charlotte, I, like, followed her on Instagram. And, like, I was like, that was it. She was just cool. But I remember that thought. It would be cool to be in ministry with her one day. Anyway, so fast forward to July 2019. Back up to sometime in 2019, earlier in the year, I can't remember when it was, I did a women's conference at our church. I led worship for a women's conference at our church, and we had a guest speaker there named Rachel Kincaid. Also didn't know who she was as far as like her online presence before that day, but I'm really like encouraged by her talk, met her afterwards, exchanged numbers, followed her on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Now we're fast forwarding to July 2019. I was at VBS running sound at our VBS, which is just like, I never saw myself in the sound booth. So anyway, so I'm in the sound booth pushing buttons. I was a last resort, apparently. And I get a text message from a number that I didn't have my phone. It was like, hey, this is Jess Connolly. And I was just like, excuse me? Like, what? And long story short, she got my number from Rachel, because they're friends. Didn't know that. They were friends. Got my number from Rachel. They needed somebody to lead worship at this event. But just the full circleness of it, like from this prayer, really, you know, oh, be cool to be in ministry with her one day. Just this thought lifted up, like, mm-hmm. to over a year later, like that wasn't a small thing. Like it almost seemed like the time in between may kind of lessen the impact. You know, it probably would have been like shocking if I had the thought and then the next day she texted me. Been like, what? You know, but in the same way, it was like the Lord just took that moment and was like, okay, just give me a minute or a year, you know, and worked it out. And so, and then we went down to Charleston and did the event, and God moved in a really big way, like in me. And I think just kind of opened my eyes up to what kind of worship leadership he wanted to bring me into. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just the whole thing from start to finish was just kind of crazy. So I would say that was a breakthrough moment for me.
Yeah.
On this journey.
Yeah. Should we do one more each?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do one more each. All right, so what is the best thing you bought this year?
That's on my list, too.
Really?
Yeah. What did I buy this year? I don't even know. The best thing I bought this year. I'm like looking around, right. Like, what did I buy?
It could be one or two things.
I was like, I didn't buy anything significant, I don't think. Wow. I guess plane tickets. That counts. Yeah. I purchased those. That was the best thing, just to be able to see people, mm-hmm. Spend money, save money to be able to. I visited my friend in New York this year, which is always fun. Mm-hmm. Just be able to like go home to see my family for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Plane tickets.
I mean, honestly, nothing significant, but wireless headphones. I got some new ones. I mean, it just impacts my workout significantly. So yeah. That's the best thing. One of the best things I bought. I forgot the other one.
Well, guess it wasn't that important.
So yeah, the wireless headphones. Oh, wait, no, I do know what it is. The soft top double chocolate chip cookies from Kroger. Probably is one of the best things I bought this year. If you didn't know, they closed out all the Krogers in North Carolina about 6 months after I moved here. It's like they knew.
Coincidence?
It's like I feel like
only people in North Carolina would know that. It's like if you don't know, it's like, yes.
Right.
Don't care.
Right. But they always have these double chocolate cookies in the bakery that I love. So since they don't have them, I have to wait till I go back home to Georgia. So I bought two cases or two containers.
I
just
imagine cases like boxes.
Yeah, like, not boxes, like two just like packs, if you will.
16 packs per case. Okay, so the last question.
Last question.
Maybe we should just make it up.
Make it up?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to read. Just to make it about the Lord. Anyway, we can make it about the Lord. Okay, last question. Which mental block, in parentheses, did you overcome?
Ooh, which mental blocks did I overcome? One of them, not as significant, is running on the treadmill. My ankle has problems sometimes. I haven't been running in a while, so that's just one. But that's not as important. What mental block have I overcome? I would say how do I word this? I'm trying to say it in a way that's
succinct.
Mental block. Well, how do you define mental block?
Am I answering this question? Mindset that
I'm thinking.
You're stuck in, maybe?
Okay. I think a mental block I got over this year was the idea that everything is supposed to go my way.
Mm-hmm.
And not even, I'm not talking about life, like, mm-hmm. I was supposed to be, you know, at this job with this income. I feel like the Lord, thankfully, worked on me on that a while ago, or at least 2 years ago, but more so like relationships, like people,
mm-hmm.
like I may have an idea of what I think someone should do or say, but just because they don't doesn't mm-hmm. mean that they're either like A, out to get me, or B, incompetent. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, they're just being themselves. So I don't mm-hmm. have to let that throw me off. I can just still respond in my own way,
right.
like God in a godly way, you know,
right.
like I am in control of myself and I'm not in control of other people.
Right.
And I honestly think that's been very pivotal.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. That's good. Mental block that I feel like I'm overcoming, I'll say, is the idea that God hasn't forgotten me
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't need reminders.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of changed my prayer life, I think.
Yeah.
So I think I've always kind of, maybe unintentionally, but just developed this like habit of praying for the same things over and over again. And I think there's something to that, mm-hmm. but I really like got to a point where I was like, what is the point of prayer? You know, because God doesn't need me to remind him of things, mm-hmm. you know, and he's not going to move on my behalf just because I said it a certain amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that just caused me to like really evaluate what I thought about God and like where that came from, that I, you know, because I think, like I said, there's something to lifting people up before the Lord and praying for them consistently, and, you know, and repetitively. I don't think it's just throw it all out the window. Don't pray for things more than once. But, you know, but at the same time, it's the whole like, please, Lord, I need this every day. Please, Lord, I need this. It's like, okay, what are you doing? It's like, because prayer, if God is who he says he is, then prayer really is more for us. So I think that just helped me kind of like reshape my prayer. Like, what are you teaching me through this time? Instead of me just like praying to get out of it every single day, like, what am I supposed to be learning? What, you know, in the meantime. So I think that has been pretty pivotal. Yeah.
That's 2019, folks.
19. Not 2009. Yeah.
Wow.
There it is.
There it is, guys.
Well, we're looking forward to 2020 and what it could bring.
Yeah. I'm excited for 20. I mean, I was going to say I'm excited for 2020, but I'm not like excited for 2020. Like, oh, 2020 holds some like super magical thing that I've been waiting for. Right. It's more so just like how it feels every day. Like, oh, I'm excited for what the Lord's going to do today. You know,
and
so
tomorrow.
It's just today is around the next week. You know, it's the same thing. So
yeah.
I'm just excited to continue to learn and grow and to be challenged and to just see the Lord do his thing.
Yeah. Cool. Me too.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not about necessarily the year, but just the opportunity. I think we have these markers so that we can look back and see what God has done and open our eyes to what he's doing.
Yeah. So. For sure. Wow, guys. Well, that is season two, man.
Season two.
Thank you so much for listening this whole season. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we're grateful for the community that we've built through this podcast, and definitely stay in touch on the socials. And yeah, we'll see you when we see you again.
See you when we see you. Yeah, but you know, feel free to follow us on Instagram at the Sunday Afternoon Podcast, and you can also follow us on our personal Instagram accounts. I am Get Fit with Jen, GetFitWJen.
And mine is Jelana Jones, JILLANA. My last name is Jones.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. And
what are we saying?
Oh, yeah.
See you soon.
See you later.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye,
guys.